Radio 640 WGST, thanks to the Peach Pundit on Radio crew. Charlie Harper, John Richards, Mike Hassinger, always appreciate their time on Friday. Always appreciate Rick Limper joining us on Friday as well. His weekly segment with us a little bit after 1 o'clock right here on 640 WGST. And Rick, you join us today from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where you've been spending the better part of the week up there. I know temperatures are good. What else is happening in Milwaukee?
Well, a lot happening up here with my wife this week. And just said the weather's been perfect, like upper 70s or 80 degrees. Just a really vibrant place in the summertime, a nice downtown shopping. Milwaukee, known for lots of great restaurants and a lot of great sports, big sports town. So having a fun time doing some travel pieces up here.
And I know that you attended Major League night at Miller Park earlier this week. Of course, the cult movie from the late 1980s. Talk about that experience.
Oh, fun night. And no one does a little promotional night better than the Brewers do there at Miller Park. And Major League movie was probably, but it was filmed in Milwaukee at the old county stadium. So they had a night honoring that. And Bob Schur, who's the old Brewers radio announcer, he was in the movie as a baseball announcer, so he threw out the first pitch, and they gave out bobbleheads with Bob Uecker, his character from the movie, and they threw it up right here when it comes to sports, and even though the Brewers are having not a great season, they almost sold out the stadium for it, so a good loyal sports fan here in the Midwest.
And if you're ever in Milwaukee, I know you have a recommendation on where to stay. You've been very happy with your hotel, and it's actually a historic building, too.
Yeah, I love it. The Milwaukee Hilton City Center, built in 1927. Just a great hotel, an old hotel, but updated with all the modern conveniences right here in downtown Milwaukee, right by the convention center, a large hotel, and we're loving it. And those Hilton beds are pretty comfortable to sleep on.
Rick Limper covers sports and technology for a number of different outlets, including Yahoo News. You can also read his work on GA Followers on Twitter, the Georgia Followers crew, and of course the AJC periodically as well. Talk a little bit about Miller Park. It is quite spectacular with its retractable roof.
Yeah, retractable roof, real comfortable seats. It's a ballpark designed for baseball, and the retractable roof actually, when the weather gets bad, which it can do at certain times here in Milwaukee, takes about 10 minutes for the roof to close. And another great feature, I mean, this is beer country. So one of the first ballparks to have self-service beer taps. I know you like the idea of this, Sully. So you kind of buy a credit card or a prepaid card, and that acts as your payment for it. And you can get all sorts of the different Miller beers. Only problem is, Sully, for you, a maximum of 2 drinks per person per transaction.
Well, most of the time I take on the designated driver role, so I'll be skipping all of that myself.
Lots of great food at the park, too. If you like tailgating and brats and sausages, this is the best food in baseball as well.
Oh, yeah, and it all centers around the sports, too. I know the Wisconsin football, Green Bay Packers, they love their sports, and they love their food and beer up there. The Making of Major League is a new book out. Charlie Sheen has a little role in this. You have a review up right now at examiner.com, which people can check out. Talk a little bit about that.
Yep, Jonathan Knight, the Cleveland sports writer, he was a fan of the movie, so he wrote, came out recently, The Making of Major League. If you are a fan of this movie, there's a lot of inside information, pictures and little tidbits we've never seen about the movie before. And even though it came out in 89, it's a cult movie that baseball players still love it today, and it's on cable about every other night. So just a great movie that was filmed mainly here in Milwaukee, so the Brewer fans are proud of that.
Talking with Rick Limper, we do it every Friday, a little after 1 o'clock. You can follow Rick on Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell. Talk about MLB StatCast as technology seems to just proliferate around all of sports, and in particular, Major League Baseball.
Yeah, a lot in baseball. As if we didn't have enough stats in baseball already, Sully, there's a box now attached right underneath the press box in each ballpark, and it contains equipment which will measure movement, all sorts of different stats that we've never measured before using StatCast technology, and players' reaction time and strength of throws and runner speed. So a lot of stats have never been tracked before. Major League Baseball is doing that, and we'll see what they end up using all these stats for in the future.
And when I was a kid, I, w- went to the ballpark, and, you know, going to my first game, it was so exciting to walk into the stadium and to be there with my dad, and he brought his scorebook with him. Did you see anybody keeping score in the stands? It's something you don't see a lot of with all this technology that we have, but there is something nostalgic, and you really learn about the game of baseball by keeping score while you're in the stands.
Yeah, and it's a complete record of everything that happened during the game. I did see a few people keeping score. I don't see that really at Turner Field when I go. So I think maybe in some of the older baseball cities, you'll see that. And I think the people mainly keeping score are probably people over the age of 60 or so. That kind of harkens back to the time when more and more people did that. Yeah, I miss that too, Sully.
Well, you and I are only a couple of years away from being those people over 60.
Don't say that.
Chat with Rick Limper. Talk about this this thing that Adidas has. Is it a lightsaber? I feel like I might get arrested using this thing.
It's for college baseball, because in college baseball they still use those aluminum bats. You hear that ping noise, drives some people crazy. Adidas is partnering with TaylorMade Golf for baseball, and they're making a composite bat that they're going to try to market to college baseball. More of a wood sound and a wood feel, but still has that aluminum capability, so the ball flies off the bat. And I'm not a big fan of the aluminum bat, even in college baseball. Maybe this is a good compromise.
Well, I'm taking a look. I just looked it up here online. The draft serve machines that you were talking about, those self-serve beer machines, those look pretty cool. I know you're having a great time up there in Milwaukee, and I know that the state of Wisconsin, very gracious hosts, as always, they take a great deal of pride in everything they do up there. Visit Milwaukee on Twitter. Also, Travel WI, Travel Wisconsin, the initial, the state abbreviation, Travel WI. Anything else going on? What's up for the weekend?
We're heading back today, Sully, and I start tomorrow, 9 days at the BB&T Atlanta Open Tennis. That'll be at Atlantic Station, so fans are tennis fans and sports fans, if they want to see some of the best tennis players in the world, come out to Atlantic Station. Tickets are reasonably priced, and Sully, I need to get you out there this year.
Well, I hope we have some great weather. I hope it's just a little touch cooler than it has been, but I know it's one of the great events, the great professional event over there at Atlantic Station, the BB&T Open. Look forward to that. Hope you have a safe travels back to Atlanta, and we'll visit again next Friday, Rick.
Can't wait, so I'll be coming to you from the tennis next Friday.
All right, thanks to Rick. It is now time to get cooking with Paula Deen.